regard to paragraphs 8 and 9, with regard to voluntary termination and pregnancy and reproductive rights. We would really like to hear your position on these issues now, if it's possible. I noted the opening remarks by the head of the delegation speaking about the first female president in Honduras, Madame Castro. And while I was preparing myself for the dialogue with the respective state party, I also explored a little bit about the political situation in your country as well. And I must say that I felt a breath of fresh air with regard to the position of women in your country with your new president, Madame Castro. There have been lots about that in newspapers all around the world. So I do now find myself a little bit, let's say, confused with not getting any answer to these issues, not about only about voluntary termination of pregnancy, but also about the accessibility of emergency contraceptive pill, especially for women living in rural areas. Also about the accessibility of assisted fertilization. So none of these issues, I didn't hear response from you. So I would really like once again to ask you kindly to help us understand your position better now. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a usted, señora Surlan, por su intervención. Seguidamente escucharemos al señor Carazo. Tiene usted la palabra, por favor.